My guest today is Anne Brown, Gazelle Global Research Services. Anne, thank you very much for being on the Happy Market Research podcast with me today.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. So we're at the CEO Summit.
Uh-huh.
You're picking up our conversation. Your husband, a freedom writer.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, of course, was Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So
exciting times.
Was there, do they do any celebrations or?
My husband usually, unfortunately, my husband had a stroke about a year and a half ago, but he usually works with the African-American men of Westchester, and they usually do a whole day of presentations and talking to the youth in Westchester where we live and that kind of thing.
Got it. How exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Such an important part of America. It's going to be interesting to see as this generation turns over, mm-hmm. right? We will, we've got a whole another generation kind of coming up, and with all the political climates and things like that, mm-hmm. it's going to be an interesting time to see how the leadership steps up in these roles, but I don't want to get too political. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, my husband is also on the speaking board for Facing History. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're a wonderful organization. They started out of the Holocaust. It was an organization for Holocaust survivors, and now they're a teaching organization. And so he's on the speaking board. It's a very interesting time to see how we're going to bring up, you know, how are we going to bring our youth? How are they going to grow? How are they going to, how is diversity going to play into the lives of our future leaders?
Totally. Totally. Now, how many years have you been coming to the CEO Summit?
A lot. I'm maybe 8 or 9.
8 or 9 years?
8 or 9. I've attended 8 or 9, not straight. I missed a few here and there, but yeah.
So what keeps bringing you back?
Oh, it is just an amazing sharing experience with your peers. You know, the joke is what you hear, you know, what happens at the CEO Summit stays at the CEO Summit.
Which is,
but
really,
it's so true.
Really funny, because it's the absolute opposite of Vegas, because we're literally stuck in a room. Like, there's a pool, 3 feet away from this beautiful glass wall. It's a wall, glass wall, and they have decided to close the curtains. So we might as well be on an interior dungeon, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I opened mine, though. See the little, that one that's open there?
You're rebellious.
I was rebellious. The sun's coming in. I'm going to see the
water.
I'm going
to see it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So Gazelle Global Research Services, what do you guys do?
We're a global operations business. So we do everything except design and analysis. We work internationally in all methodologies. Of course, we're a sample provider, like many of the sample companies today. We also do data processing. We translate into about 100 languages. We code in language, program and host, you know.
Got it. What are you programming on?
Decipher.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, you know, we were an early beta site for Decipher, but we weren't ready. So, you know, Kristen makes fun of me. She said, oh, yeah, you didn't buy it from me.
I know. I actually know that story.
Yeah.
I do.
So she, you know, why didn't you buy it from me? We weren't ready.
Timing is really important.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
It is. So we love Decipher now.
Yeah. That's true. So, big takeaways. This is day 2 of the conference. What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is the communication and the freedom of speech that we have between all of us, where, you know, we just share the round tables. My round table was great today. I mean, it was a really good sharing experience, sharing of ideas. I also liked Jay, it was sort of like
a Myers-Briggs, but totally different, right?
Yeah.
So the personality profile.
Yes. I really like that, because I think we all need to step away from hearing about, you know, what wonderful insights we have and how we got them and procurement and this. I mean, we need to sometimes put that aside, and we need to talk about something different. And I just thought that was a wonderful experience, something that we should all be using.
Did you take the test?
I did.
And did it seem like it fit?
It did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at first I was like, what are these letters? And that,
yeah. Well, it's just a little bit of background. Jay created, I think he created, right? He works for the company, CEO of the company.
Yeah.
Has created a personality profile test, and it's used by Merrill DeBrow's company, Mark Research, as well as many, many organizations, and it's employee profiling, both at the entry, you know, people are applying for jobs, and then as people are promoted inside of the organizations. And what's really interesting on and a key takeaway from Merrill is that he asks his key clients to take the profile survey, and then he matches his staff to those accounts based on the profile characteristics. Hiring decisions are made on this. There's a red, yellow, green. Red, of course, being don't hire. Green, can't write the check fast enough. It seems like it's super applicable, which I think is probably one of the strengths of the approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just thought it was amazing, and I also thought, well, okay, no wonder I don't get along with this person. Of course I'm not going to get along with them, you know?
Have you thought about having your husband do it?
I haven't. Maybe I should, though. I don't know. But yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. Well, of course, no wonder why I don't get along with them, you know? Here's the explanation after all these years, you know? So,
Insights Association, Merrill and Steve have done a great job of creating a culture of transparency. I can't think of more frank conversations than in my entire career, right? My entire career, where people are talking about the true failures and struggles of leadership, and then how they're either, you know, learning from those or fixing them for growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's why I keep coming back. At every time I come, there's always something, there's always a takeaway, there's always a learning experience, there's always someone that I meet. It's just
pretty awesome.
The price of admission.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What did you think about the Facebook presentation today?
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a wonderful way that she reached out.
It was a really unique In fact, I've never heard a presentation. She actually opened it up, and I respect it a lot, that saying, I need your help to solve some big problems. And then she proceeded to articulate the specific problems that she was having and the rubric by which she judges vendors, which I thought was, I've never had that level of transparency before. Mm-hmm. It was quite literally open hand to the industry saying, can you help me?
Yeah.
Right? And these are the problems that I'm dealing
right.
with.
Right. And I don't really do much with the neuro part of the business.
Right.
But it was eye-opening, really, that, oh, yeah, of course, that's never going to work, you know. The way we've done it traditionally is never going to work now. So, yeah, I thought it was eye opening, and you know, I think that, you know, there were certain players in the room who were racing to the phone to you know, call their team and get cracking on this. You know, it was certainly in the wheelhouse of several of the people in the room, and I thought it was great. You know, I think that kind of sharing is something that you would never get anywhere else. And the other part of it is that, you know, this is not a hard sell here. You know, there's none of that. There's a listening, the environment of listening, the environment of understanding, the environment of sharing. And I think that's why she felt the freedom to be so open, because she wasn't going to be attacked by,
robbed.
Yeah, by people who, you know, it was very thoughtful, you know, about, everyone was very thoughtful in terms of how to respond to her. And I think that's something that's, that we're missing in the sales cycle that we have today, where, you know, companies have teams of salespeople who, you know, just about attack prospective buyers.
Totally. So interesting. Mm-hmm. So interesting. So what types of companies do you work with at Gazelle Global Research?
Full service research firms. 99% of our business is full service. You know, occasionally we might, you know, once every couple of years we might work with an end user. If they happen to work with us in the past and they just want to do something quick internal, you know, they might come to us and say, hey, you know, please help me with this. You know, my favorite one, which we don't do anymore, so I can maybe say it, was was working with a company that sells a toy at Christmas time. Yeah, and it was so much fun. So it was an end user. It was a very famous toy that gets sold at Christmas time, and it was loads of fun doing it, you know, over the years, but rarely do we work with end users. So
full-service
research firms, you know, we're the operational arm. You know, that a long time ago when Gazelle was a niche business, the person that was instrumental in getting us started said, I want to do what I do best, which is design and analysis. I don't want to do the part that you do. It dilutes my business. I have to invest too much in that area. And you can do it as well as I can. And I can just stay focused on
the
my
added
customer.
Value. The core value of the.
Yes. And, you know, and I can, because I'm a clearinghouse really for many companies, I have the experience. I get a better price. I know where to go. People respond to me quicker. You know, if you do
one job. Yeah, because you're operating at scale.
Yeah, if you
do. You've got the connections.
If you do one job in Brazil in a year, you think you're going to get, I mean,
no.
They take long to respond even to me. But do you think you're going to get, you know, when I do 10, 12 in a year, you think you're going to get the same response time? Yeah, it's different.
Totally different.
And I also have a better understanding of what things should cost and how to get things done. So that's why. You know, that's really we're there to make our clients' lives easier. I know a lot of people feel like they have better control if everything is done in-house, but I really don't think they do. I don't think they always get the best value, and I'm not sure that they, I mean, sometimes we see on the data processing side, we see things that are programmed so poorly. They don't get it, you know. So I think that that's
an
issue.
Interesting. The whole like penny wise, pound foolish principle in this space.
Yeah.
Logistics are just being truthful. Logistics are the material part of the delivery, and having experts that have the connections in order to and the experience to optimize QA. You know, quality. Is it the right companies that you're subcontracting to? Just getting rid of all that headache from somebody. So they can focus on the client and the analytics and helping the client adopt those or integrate those insights into the business. That's the added value and why the customer is really paying the markup, right, on those insights.
And there's also, you know, there's also there's the offshoring versus the US-based, you know, that comes to play here. But, you know, I do understand why the very large conglomerates offshore, because they have a huge chunk of money that they're saving and when you have that many zeros, you have to look at it. But when you're a small firm, offshoring is ridiculous because the amount of time that you're spending, the learning curve, the back and forth, the time spent in that communication when the time zones aren't the same, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, I think that's a reality that I don't know that everyone has grasped that reality. I mean, I do think that for the conglomerates, there's no doubt that they have to have those businesses in place offshore. And then, of course, there are certain jobs that really should never go offshore.
That's right. Totally. So there is definitely use cases, and to your point, scales of business and things like that as to both. But generally speaking, I think the more in-country you can do, whether it's in Latin America or Europe or Asia or North America, you know, the better off your data is going to ultimately be and your overall experience. And because that's a painful experience. All the pain is always right in that silo, right, of the processes. Anyway,
yeah.
So Anne, if someone wants to get in contact with you or your business, how would they do that?
info@gazelleglobal.com, 212-686-8808. I always answer my phone. I make a habit of answering my phone. I think it's the right thing to do. The thing about us is we're always there for our customers. So I'm available.
Anne Brown, Gazelle Global Research Services. Thanks so much for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Yeah, this was pretty happy. It was fun. Thank you.